Steve, do you think we should read the one you and I were talking about during the break? I'm not sure.
I mean, yeah, I think so. I think he definitely needs advice. He needs to know if he was justified or not.
I guess it depends on if it's still going. Listen to this. This seems relatively simple, but maybe not. I wanted to see if my reaction was justified. Now, this person has never texted before. Welcome, and we appreciate it. My parents, as well as my daughter, got into a car accident the other day. My daughter and the parents were not terribly injured. But on the way to the hospital, my thoughts were if the person that crashed into them is at the hospital as well, I feel like I want to beat the hell out of them and bite their ear off like Mike Tyson. My wife said that would be going too far, but yeah. I don't think so. What do you guys think? Well, if you mean thinking that, I think that's a fairly normal thought in that moment. Like, if someone was just not, like, if they were looking at their phone or drunk driver or something and they smashed into your family, even if your family didn't get hurt that bad, you still couldn't help but play that what-if game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if you actually went through with it or even gave it anything more than a, man, I like to punch him right in the nose, then you might want to worry about what's going on there.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty common reaction. You get in an accident, it's someone else's fault. Yes, you, oh, you idiot, I want to do this. But to ask if you're justified in wanting to track them down in the hospital, bite their ear off.
I think I'd be more concerned with my family members at that point rather than the cause. Maybe later I might have that feeling, but on the way to the hospital where my family is injured and being treated, I think my focus would be more like, oh my God, I hope they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Maybe focus that energy on good, not bad.
Accidents happen. And I mean, unless that person was like specifically targeting your family, like for mayhem, which is probably unlikely, then it was an accident. They might have been foolish or jerky. But also, I mean, your parents are, you know, whatever, they might have done a dumb maneuver too. Maybe it was their fault.
I mean, it was an accident.
Yeah.
You said
there's a reason it's called an accident.
Right.
All right. This one's knee-jerk reaction. I know what I would say. I'm a 44-year-old female that's dating a 70-year-old female. I'm a chef, and she's a multimillionaire who does property investments. I'm proud of what I do, and I've worked hard 20-plus years to get where I am. She looks down on me and refers to me as just a cook and says I'm one step up from homelessness because I've been a nomad by choice.
Oh,
should
man.
I stay or go?
Sounds like a great relationship.
Yeah.
Sounds awful. First of all, any job where you earn a living and pay for yourself, I think is worthy of respect.
Yeah, it's a job.
Yeah, that's clearly a person who has the money, so they like to control people and they know that you're around because they have money and they can do that to you. Now, I would say this. Start looking for other relationships, but milk as much out of that lady as you can for as long as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's probably married, no prenup.
She's getting older and she's probably stupid. She's clearly an a-hole. So, you know, open up your options, but start, you know, see if you can't get a new Lexus out of the deal or
something. It shouldn't be too hard. She already thinks you're poor anyway.
Yeah.
She said you're one step above poverty because you're just a cook.
Yeah.
That's
I would definitely try to milk some stuff out of that.
First of all, if you were just a cook, good for you. Making a living doing something you like. Or, and sometimes I have more respect for the people that are making a living doing something they hate. Because they're, you know, like I don't think my dad every day was like, man, I can't wait to go fix things at Dow in the cold or in the hot or whatever.
Yeah.
But he did it because, you know, and he liked his coworkers and he didn't hate his job, but he wasn't doing cartwheels all the way there. You got to respect that. I do.
I respect anybody who works hard.
Yeah.
Regardless of if it's a job they like or hate.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Howings. It sounds like this lady knows she's got a lot of money, so she's a butthole.
Yeah.
And there are certain people in relationships who like to make you feel like you're disposable because some people think that that keeps people around. So, yeah, lean in. Lean in. Man, let her.
I mean, what's the worst that happens? She finds out, like, I mean, hell, cheat on her. Who cares?
What's the worst that happens?
She figures it out. Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah,
she already doesn't think highly of you.
She already treats you like garbage. So, yeah, man, milk that cart.
Yeah, honestly, mean rich people. Yeah.
Take advantage. I agree with you, Kelly. Take advantage.
Normally, I wouldn't say that, but I'm on board with you guys.
Yeah.
You can't be rich and mean. That's not cool.
Yeah, if you're being mean.
I thought they went hand in hand.
You deserve to be.
That's why people get taken. That's why you're allowed to take advantage of those people.
I see.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's why Amazon's going under. All of us little folks, we took advantage of the big guy. Now they're
billions in debt. But he's got a new girlfriend with breast implants that he's engaged to. So good for Bezos.
Yeah, she's on the bow of his boat. That's fun for him. He'll be okay.
Here's a bit of a what would you do? Not going to be relatable because I don't think this is a decision any of us will ever be facing. Well, three of us literally couldn't face it.
You don't know. Times are new.
Touche.
Yes, times are new.
At 38, with no long-term partner in sight, I have decided to pursue single motherhood. I am thrilled to be in my 16th week of pregnancy. Okay. I have a lot of support in friends and family, and I'm well prepared financially.
Okay.
Sounds good so far.
Yeah.
That's fine.
My ex-husband, we'll call him Mike, asked whether he could assume the role of father for my baby, share legal custody, and co-parent with me.
No. Oh.
Once I got over my initial shock, I've been considering saying yes. We were compatible in most respects, but split up over Mike's repeated infidelities. Although that made him a terrible husband, he has many good qualities that I think he'd be a good father.
Well,
he's willing to move closer to me, so custody exchanges wouldn't be hard. He swears this isn't an attempt to win me back. I feel capable of rearing this baby on my own. It would be good for them to have a father. My two strongest supporters, my widowed father and my best friend, think this is one of the worst ideas they've ever heard. But they haven't come up with a real argument against it other than just saying, this is a terrible idea.
It is a terrible idea. I think it's a good idea to have father figures, and he could even be one of them. But don't give him custody.
Yeah, God, what the hell?
He's already proven he's untrustworthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you got out of that. Like, some of the hardest parts about being divorced are custody. Don't invite it in.
Also, maybe if he hadn't cheated on you, you guys could have had a baby together.
Yeah. Right?
Like, why? So now he wants to be in the life? Like of your life and the baby's life again?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something's weird about that.
And by the way, if you give him legal custody and he goes back to being a selfish dope, which is what he was before, you can say, well, we were compatible except for his infidelities. That's a big one. That's really big. That shows someone's character.
Yeah.
And now you're stuck with him for the rest of your life if all of a sudden he goes back to being a giant douchebag, or maybe always was a giant douchebag, but you gave him? No.
Yeah,
there are plenty of people
listening
who have a douchebag in their life that they had kids with that they would love to kick to the curb.
Hell yeah.
Don't go backwards knowing it's possible.
Get your own baby, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, go make a baby.
She went through the hard work of getting one on her own.
Yeah, go halves on a bastard, Mike. Yeah. Get your own.
Yeah,
take her baby.
I mean, I would say don't buy a house with somebody you're not with, let alone don't share custody with a child you don't need to share custody with. Like, don't share those things with people legally. You don't need to.
No, that is pure craziness.
Yeah, you are dumb.
Yeah, girl, you don't need no man.
I mean, rethinking this whole you having a baby thing.
Yeah.
You're a bad decision maker.
Just give it to Mike.
I've had more
at least
and more
he knows what he wants.
Girlfriends as we get into, I'm 35 and they're in their like late 30s, early 40s, having the same conversation with themselves because they haven't found a partner and they know they want kids. And every time they talk to me about it, I'm like, I'm not the right person. That sounds like a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a single mom with a divorced dad on the other side that you get to share time with and you still get time to be yourself and whatever, whatever, great. You've got a good support system, great. But parenthood on your own, that ain't easy.
It's not easy. I think some people are more equipped for it than others.
Absolutely.
You know, some people can definitely do it, you know, and if you can, more power to you.
Yeah. I mean, I know what it's like to have kids every other weekend and a couple of times during the week, and that is already hard. And we give them back, and they're not even my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This text, I'm a test tube baby and don't have a dad. Don't bring him into your child's life.
No.
Yeah, I don't need one.
Don't bring a guy in that you divorced.
That's it.
Just because you, like, get along in certain respects.
If that baby wasn't in you, you deserve to be shook. But you can't shake you until you get that baby out.
Yeah. Then it's okay.
I don't know.
Then
it's
you can go back to shaking a crazy person.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's compressed in there. It'd probably be fine for the baby's neck.
Yeah. Safer now than in 7 months.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Totally.